In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Groovy, baby!
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and follow us back to the 1960s.
The greatest decade ever.
Exactly.
Creedence Clearwater Revival released this song on their debut album in 1968. It was the band's only top 40 hit not written by John Fogerty. It peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Top 10. And was one of their first big hits. Listen to Suzy Q.
Suzy Q. Oh,
Here's a good song by the Buckinghams. Back in 1967, it went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Listen to Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
But she got something much greater than gold. Crazy about that girl, how she got so much soul. I said she got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure is metal, glad that I'm a fella. And I know that she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me, cause she knocked me off my feet. There is no so fine. And if she ever leave me, I will lose my mind. She got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure is metal, glad that I'm a fella. And I know that she knocks me off my feet. Have mercy on me, cause she knocks me off my feet. Hey. There is no
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
To On or Not To On. That is the question. Whether it is nobler to continue with what has been, because it wast, or to go with the uncola, because it ist, must give us pause to refresh ourselves. Seven Up. Wet, wild, fresh, clean, perchance prettier than a cola. 7-Up, the Uncola, sheathes the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune and cushions the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to quaff, to thirst no more. Alas, poor cola, I knew him well.
Boy, that's a bit much for a 7-Up commercial.
To quaff or not to quaff? That is the question.
How do you quaff?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the question.
Okay. My next offering is a song by Spirit, originally recorded during their sessions for their second album titled The Family That Plays Together in 1968. It wound up peaking at number 25 on the Billboard Top 100.
Wow.
About that. Enjoy. I Got a Line on You.
Let me take you, baby, down to the riverbed. Got to tell you something, go right to your head. Put
This next song reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in late 1969 by the British pop group White Plains. Enjoy, My Baby Loves Lovin'. Oh yeah.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio. Shape of Things is a song by the Yardbirds. It was released as one of the first popular psychedelic songs in February of 1966. And it reached number 3 on the Billboard Top 10. How about that, huh? Listen to Shape of Things.
Shapes of things before my eyes just teach me to despise. Will time make man more wise? Here within my lonely frame, my eyes just hurt my
In 1963, the Angels recorded the song, which spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and reached number two on the R&B Billboard. Sing along with My Boyfriend's Back.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
Oh, I want to use that so I can keep my dentist in business.
There you go.
Oh.
Anyway, this last song for today is from the debut studio album by the James Gang. It was released in early 1969 and is notable for being the first album to feature guitarist Joe Walsh. Now, everybody else plays Funk 49, okay?
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Okay.
Only here on the mighty 101.5, we are going to scoop them. It is Funk 48. How about that, huh?
Oh, wow. I've never heard of them. Neither
well,
of them.
You will hear it now.
Okay.
Here is Funk 48.
We'll be right back.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
I said wrong, girl, I apologize. Don't go.